Welcome to this episode of the SCP Black Files podcast. I'm the administrator and this is the party. Fisherman Murray, Husky Wolf, and Bad Rhino. Tonight, this evening, we're coming to the party at the dawn of the third day? Second day? Something like that?
Second day, I believe.
It should be at second day. As I consult the notes.
I believe we still have 6 days left until we have the meeting, so...
Something like that. I feel like the situation will develop soon enough that that won't be an issue, though.
Wonderful.
Okay.
But, let's get to the topic at hand. I want to actually come to the party at around 8 o'clock in the morning as... Rhino, your phone starts buzzing.
Pick it up.
We have a situation here.
What's that?
This is Oversight Command. We've got a report of another identified in the downtown area.
Roger that. Can you give me a general locale?
We have an exact address. Police have cordoned off the area. You're gonna have to slip in and start your investigation as quick as possible. Okay. It's at 131 Downing, apartment 15A.
Okay, so real quickly, is he getting this phone call in the middle of us hunting, or are we on our way back? Where are we in terms of the hunting
following,
where we ended last
time? Following okay. The day.
Okay, so the next day. Okay.
So, but yes. Current evidence is as follows that we have to send over. Body was found by an associate of the dead, currently identified as one Jody Higgs. Body was found by one Anthony Wright, male, 22, at 1 p.m. due to Miss Higgs not failing to show for a lunch plans with one Mr. Wright. Scenes currently shuttered as stated. Be prepared to slip in with a bit of guile if you have the chance. And then they hang up.
Okay, so I'm assuming you tell us this information, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give you a debrief.
So I guess I look over Adrona's character. Do you think that these IDs you made us the other day will work if we showed them to actual police?
If they actually start inspecting it, they'll probably find some holes in it, so... Though I'm pretty sure they don't inspect every ID that shows up to it, like...
Okay, so should we just... should we show up, stick to one of our previous, ruses that we've been telling people, either that we are part of the police or a group of private investigators, show up. If we go with private investigators, we show them the badge you whipped up and say that we heard about the incident and we're here to do an investigation and hope that things go well? Or do you want to play off that we're from, I don't know, a police from a... I don't know how you'd work that one out, but...
I don't believe we have any IDs for real police, so...
Yeah, I say we just sneak in. And if we get caught, we have our badges for being PIs, and that should be enough to at least give us some time to think about what we're going to do. They're not going to think we're just trying to rob the place or something. I don't know.
Okay. Well then, I suppose we'll head off then. So I guess we go over to the car and we prepare to take off towards this address that we've been given. I'd assume that's what we're doing, right, y'all?
Yup.
Alright. So, as I'm assuming we have Rhino driving, Husky, and Fish in the back seats or something like that?
Yeah, I don't want to die.
I don't want to drive.
You know, Husky, could I be in the front seat this time?
Duke is driving. I'm not touching.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying could I be in the front seat this time and you be in the back?
Front passenger.
Sure.
Shotgun. All right. So there we go. All right, so you're making your way to the given address of 131 Downing. This is a three-story apartment building. You've got the A, B, and C levels starting bottom to top. Probably about 60 houses in the region. And it's in that older, slightly more downtrodden aesthetic of Chicago housing. So you've got some scrappy brick. It's probably that 30 to 40,000 a year income range, if I was to attribute it to a style.
Did you say that the address was 131 Downing?
Yes, 131 Downing, apartment 15A. Taking that in for notes.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I'm just gonna if. Oh, are you saying we were pulling up? Because I was just gonna try to take a look at where the police are and kind of what they're doing.
I can describe that as you're pulling up. There's two station police cruisers, one at the front of the building to the left, and another one seems to be pulled off to a small side lot. Otherwise, no one else is on the site at this point. That you immediately see, without a check.
Is there a backyard fence?
This is an apartment building,
right.
I have a quick question if you didn't already state. How many, cars and people can I see?
If we're talking police, two cruisers, past that, probably 5 to 10 vehicles.
Gotcha.
Okay. So 15A, I don't know what type of apartment building this is, or even if Norik would recognize it, but does it look like a type of building where there's enough floors that 15A would be... Because A makes it sound like it could be on the first floor, but I don't know how large the building is itself. Does it look like this floor... Does this building look like it may be able to have the 15th floor on the bottom floor? How large does the...
I need to be a bit more specific there, because I declared this as there's three floors to the building, A, B, and C.
I know. I guess what Nork is trying to identify is just by looking at the building, does it look large? He's trying to assess how large the building is to try and determine how many rooms could possibly be on each floor.
I said it looks to be about 60 units. 22 60 a floor,
Oh, 22
no,
a floor.
60 units. 22 a floor.
Okay, 22. Okay, then yeah, 15A would be on the first floor. So I guess I turn over to Craig and Duke, and I say, well, we're here. How do you suggest we sneak by?
Well, chances are one is probably better. Well, God, I'm gonna go scope, I'm gonna say, stay right here. I'm gonna go scope the side of the building and see if there's an easy access to, a window.
We can try to do that. We can just, try to sneak by through the back, peek through a window, yet probably not a good idea of distracting them, pulling some away while someone sneaks in, or we can have one person sneak in. And two people try to divert the attention of them, being basically camera crew style. Do you have any words for this? I'm PI, blah, 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 and distract them while one of us tries to, sneak in.
Something tells me Duke has the best chance of sneaking here, so why don't we distract the cops, you get inside, you open a window, which I'm gonna go find. Once we're done distracting them, you're inside, we go to the side window, and you let us in. And we escape through the window.
Okay, that sounds like a good plan.
Are they entering the building? Or are they outside, cordoning it off?
You don't even see the police. Again, they aren't cordoning off the building. The apartment has been sealed.
Gotcha.
It's one unit in this entire building that has been sealed.
You know what? Last time I tried to to sneak about a place that didn't end too well. So I think I'm more in favor of this idea anyway.
So, I guess as long as there's no actual police officers, we'll head up to the door, I guess? Or, I mean, yeah, we just want to figure out a way to get through it.
Hmm. So as you're walking up, Husky, could you give me a fate roll? As you're getting that fate roll, I can continue to describe the situation. Yeah. As I said, this apartment building is made of that older red brick kind of thing. It's glass inset windows, probably one about every 5 to 10 feet along the building width. And it's about one window per house, it seems. So what'd you get?
4.
Alrighty. So it does seem like the door has one of the electric locks where you'd have to be buzzed in or enter a key code. So that would permit you to attempt a hacking roll if one of you would like to attempt it.
Oh, I don't think that's our strong suit.
No, mechanic. I'm good.
Can I go find...
I look at the lock. I look at the lock and I say, you know, I've tried hacking before. I didn't do it. But why not? And I go to give it a try.
Norik, Norik, let's not.
Willing to give it a shot. I'm willing to give it a shot here. Otherwise...
I would like to just give it
a shot. I already called. You're giving it a shot? Alright, just do the roll.
Imagine, okay. Like, there's, like, detectives or whatever, and they're looking through the...
Okay, so, I'm going to say I will take that roll. Just call out what it is.
9.3.
So that is falling just within standard success range at a minimized failure. So what I'm half failure. So what I'm going to call out is you find it takes you a bit longer than expected, but you do manage to get through the door after about 5 to 6 minutes of work. As I'm going to follow Husky, who's starting to pace around the building looking for a window.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it sounded like?
Yep.
Alright. So you walk off as Norik starts to pop this panel off and start toiling with the wiring. Yeah, probably bad.
I'm just gonna, since he's looking through the window, he's, like, hacking it, I guess. I'm just gonna make sure people don't walk up on him.
Alrighty, so you're kind of just keeping a scope with you.
Yeah.
So Husky, you give me a perception roll. Search would be the modifier. And Rhino, just give me an awareness roll.
Yeah. I'm probably really good at that.
Possibly.
Awareness? So that would be...
So about mine.
There it is. Oh.
Nice.
13.5.
13.5, all right. Continuing on, you're keeping a passive look over the area. I'm going to roll a fate check real quick on my end. See if anything happens. All right, continuing on. Husky, do you have that roll for me?
18.4.
Perfect. So you're starting to spec around the building looking for accessible windows. You spot on the first floor that there looks to be a hallway window that is cracked open at the end, to the point where you could most likely push it open and climb through with an athletics roll. It's probably about 5 or 6 feet off the ground.
Do we have radios of some sort?
I think we've previously said yes.
Okay, I'll radio over to them and say I've got an open window on this side.
I'm assuming that I got a replacement for my busted one.
Oh yes, that's why we weren't using them. They got fried.
Yes. Did we get?
It leads into a hallway.
They got fried?
We should. Yeah, we got redeployed.
Did I finish hacking at this point, or am I still working on the panel?
I think you are within 5 to 10 seconds just before Husky makes that call at us. He's been pacing the building for a moment, hunting between the windows. You probably just then are popping the panel open and finishing up. Sorry, popping the panel closed and finishing up.
So I guess after he sends that call over, I respond... Oh my goodness, y'all aren't going to believe this. I have hacked my first technology thingy. I am so smart.
I don't even know how that works.
Duke, did the door just open?
It's cracked open now.
I guess that works.
I don't even know how these smartphones work.
I'm going to meet you guys on the other side. You open the door. And I'm going to climb
into the
window.
I guess
as
we're waiting... I guess, like...
Can I give a peek? Is there anyone inside?
Alright, so you're slipping... You've made the awareness roll. I'll cover it with that. You're peeping inside. You see what looks to be a long hallway that stretches to a staircase at one end. On each side, there's doors spaced out pretty evenly, and there's... To your direct right as you're entering, you have a array of post boxes.
No people, then? Are there any signs of people... Whatever.
The fact that it's sealed means there are no police here. Otherwise, they'd be inside.
Mm. You probably can't spot it from the angle, but as you enter the room, this hallway, it's a T-intersect. So there's... Okay. Well, not... Yeah, T-intersect. Husky would be hopping through the window at the left end of the T-intersect, as you are attempting that, Husky, is what I understood.
Yes.
So give me an athletics roll. You can either use strength or dex for this, whichever is higher. So you're starting to do that. All right. Do you want to describe that, you entering this window, as you have just rolled?
Yeah, that was a 19.3.
You're doing backflips up walls.
I think he does, like, he can't quite get a good foothold, and so he finds something that's kind, like, a little far away, and he just hops onto the wall kind of stealthily and just cat climbs. Throws his legs over one end and is able to just hop down, land on his feet.
So you're slipping through that window after pushing it up.
Yep.
You're slipping in, and you are in this hallway now. Probably shutting that window behind you, or are you just leaving that sucker open?
I'll keep it cracked open just in case it locks.
So me and Duke, I'm assuming we were both entering the building, right, Bad Rhino?
Yes, from the front door.
Nope. Yeah, as we enter, I look over at Duke. You know, that was a lot easier than I thought it was. All I had to do was cut all of the red wires and enter 123 on the passcode.
I don't think I should try that.
Understandable.
Somebody wired the keypad poorly.
Yeah, I don't know why we let him... do that if that was his first idea. Anyway.
All right.
He does have 3 intelligence dice.
2.
He is the smartest of you all.
He is. Yeah. Yeah, no, we're not the smartest.
Which I just realized, if he's the smartest, he's also made the stupidest decisions.
Yep.
I feel like we need to give either, like, everyone else an intelligence boost.
Nah,
this is more fun.
I don't do math.
If you do that, I'll just have to increase my character's intelligence even more to keep up.
He needs to be the smartest and the dumbest.
He's like professor smart.
Yeah.
He has the skills at times. He just doesn't have that whole application.
I feel like it's going to be like that one cliche where he's going to be doing such a genius idea. I can't believe you just said that.
Just this little right. Random light bulbs.
Am I seeing anything while we're walking in?
Yeah, I think I've described the hallway. I'm going to describe Husky's view as he's popping through. So Husky, you pop through this window, and as you're landing in with that cat-like grace, you're looking down this hallway. Along the left side... it's just doors. On the right side, you see a small hallway that seems to lead into this hallway you're currently standing in on the first floor. And then there's a staircase at the far end. One of the doors near the staircase seems to be covered, has police tape drawn across it, and a few other ceiling pieces. Like, there's some tape at the corners of the door, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think as the party recollects inside the building, and I'm assuming approaches the door, or are you stopping somewhere else first?
Yeah, I'll approach the door.
I think I'll call us to our first break of the session here. And welcome back to part two of the SCP Black Files podcast. I'm the administrator. Crap, was not supposed to say that. Let's get back to it. God damn. Alright, so the party's saddling up to that front door at this point.
Okay.
So what's the plan? How's everyone... What's the entry plan?
I guess Norik is going to... I look over...
I'm fine with just walking, trying to sneak in.
I look over at Duke's character, and I say, okay, so obviously the best place to look would probably be to check the room where the victim was found dead. I'm thinking that would be a good place to check, but there may be other things around the building that could have led to her demise, and especially because I don't know if anything's been touched yet, but... Under the idea that it hasn't been, now would be the perfect opportunity to look around to check to make sure. So, I'm thinking...
You could have mentioned that before we broke through police seals and,
It has not been busted into.
Well, they cracked the first door.
You're in an apartment building, dude.
No, I know, but nobody's supposed to go through that door if it's police sealed. Oh, you meant that was the apartment, Ock. Never mind.
I've never seen an apartment, like, an actual building, a room in an apartment that has an electronic lock.
I didn't think that. I thought the police had sealed, like, the front entrance or something to stop from visitors. I didn't know, but he hacked through it. Anyway.
So, I don't fancy the idea of, going too far away from where the investigation is. That sounds like a good way for bad things to happen to me. So, I'm thinking of just checking the neighboring rooms and waiting to check later ones until y'all are ready. I think that if we ought to check multiple places, we should stay relatively close by. So while y'all are checking, room 15A, I'm going to check room 16, and if nothing's in there, I'll check room 14, and then I'll meet up with y'all to make sure that everything...
Norik, this is an apartment building. Are you going to go knock on their doors and question them, or are you going to be sneaking into their apartments and snooping?
I figured that... Is his character there?
I think we all convened in the hallway.
Well, I guess my character would respond, so I didn't think that they'd let... I figured they would have cleared them out for an investigation. I mean, I understand higher floors, people would still have to get there, but on the lower floors, I figured they'd want it temporarily cleared for investigation. If not, if they are there, then I can't do that.
Maybe.
If they are there, then my plan...
Okay, you can go knock. You go knock and you get some info on the victim from anybody else around here. Because that is useful. And we'll handle this. We'll let you know if we need to get out of here. Because once the seal breaks, there's no telling if the police have a way of catching us. Like unauthorized alarm, something. I mean, I know they have some sheet in there. Yeah, they keep track of whoever comes, so...
Yes, well, after I am I'm done with 16 and 14, whether there are or aren't people there, I'm gonna reunite and let y'all know my findings if there are any, and hopefully get some information from y'all on what's going on in there.
You should probably go talk to the, I guess for an apartment building, whatever the front desk would be, I guess, just go talk to management and see if you can, flash your PI badge and get some extra information on the victim.
Well, I doubt they're gonna be there, because they had the whole place locked down with the electric lock, but, I'll stop by.
Norik, that was the apartment lock. That wasn't the police. You broke into the apartment building. Congratulations.
I think that is the note he is making. The fact that they most likely don't need a front desk since the building is electronically locked.
But they would have some sort of management. Of some hotline, sort.
Most likely. A landlord hotline is what I would assume.
Okay.
Since you've not seen a... I don't have to assume. I can declare.
Yeah. Alright, well, if...
But I'm not going to.
If there's no front
desk...
Then yeah, just question the neighbors, get some information, ask about the victim. Hopefully we can get a couple other names. Because if we can get some names, we can start questioning others.
Okay,
And then, yeah. I'm gonna start, picking away at the seal, trying to get through it.
Well...
It's gonna be a lockpick roll, so you're ready.
Okay. While they're...
I'm pretty sure my character...
While Craig is doing that, could I go over to room 16A and peek through the people? If it does have one?
Yes.
19.6.
19.6, alright, I'll manage that in just a moment. So, alrighty. You're starting to hike up to the first door. And so you're knocking up is what it's... Sorry, no, you're checking for the people. Alright. So, Norik, as you're looking in, this first apartment looks to be empty. You see what it's... It's about a... 10 foot by 25 foot living, dining, and kitchen with what looks to be two rooms off to the left. And maybe they look to be maybe a bathroom from there.
Does it look like, are the lights on? Is there any sign that somebody would be living in this room at the current time? Or would be residing there?
There's it does not look like anyone's in the room. It is fully furnished as if someone's in. Price room, pizza box on the counter, stuff like that. But anything past that, we call for a room.
Could I knock on the door?
Sure, but I'm... As you're knocking on the door, I want to hop back to Husky and...
Okay.
So, Husky, I see the roll. Do you want to just call it out real quick?
Yeah, that was a 19.6. Rolling high tonight.
No questions asked. That door... do you want to describe the pick... action as you critically succeed?
Yeah, I assume he'd honestly carry a set of rookie lockpicks with him, just for simple locks, and probably takes him a little longer, but after, like, two tries, I assume the police put in a little bit of work on securing the door, he's able to get through some seals, probably uses those lockpicks to, like, edge off of, like, the seal on the door and peel it all off.
So you can reset it.
Yeah, trying to be as gentle as possible.
Alright. So then I guess I shall describe the apartment as you and us, as Riker and Alden are standing at the door. The apartment looks to be a 3-room apartment, 1 bathroom, 1 bedroom, and then this main common space. Off to your right are the 2 secondary doors, the common, the bathroom, bedroom, which do seem to be open from where you're standing, and there's a putrid stench coming from the bedroom. The window seems to be shattered to this apartment, and as such has a plastic shielding put over the front of it for the current time. The police seem to have laid out photo cards already across the ground, stuff like that, but as... I'll leave it to you, actually, at this point.
My first step is to go check the bedroom.
So you're broken. I'll follow you, then I'll pop back to you right now in just a moment. So, Husky, as Craig is approaching the bedroom and getting close to the stench, does seem to increase in strength. Is Craig easily sick to the stomach?
No. Been around dead things before.
It's mostly the smell is what you have to muscle through. Because what I'll describe, I've got this note down, one sec. What can only be attributed as the body seems to be an amorphous pile of gray matter and bones at this point.
I'll say, especially with an 8 for willpower, I think as he's getting closer to the room, nothing really phases him. He's smelt dead things, even very, very old dead things, but as he opens it, it's kind of like a body in a dumpster. It is just that, like, it's probably the worst he's ever smelt dead things before. So at that point, once he actually cracks the door, he'd probably take a step back and just, like, air it out for a second.
Alright, so I'll pass it back to, as that is happening, back to Reiner.
Yeah, I think as he cracks the door open, he's like, God, someone crack a window. Duke, help.
When I was walking up, I was going to look around at the photos and see the window. I was kind of wanted to see, like, obviously something happened, so I was wondering, like, how would someone get in? Why is the window broken? If anything could have broken, or someone could have gotten through the window?
Oh! Okay, intuition.
Intuition? That sounds like it's going to be intelligence.
That is, in fact, an intelligence skill.
No!
Continue, but you are decent on intelligence. I thought you said you were 3d8, weren't you?
Yeah, no, that's Norik. 3d8's a lot for us.
Ah, 5.1.
Okay, to be fair, not the worst you could have rolled.
That's because I had a plus 3.1.
Is it a crit fail?
I rolled 2.
Another case where there's...
Let's see. That was perception. We would have been gold.
Exactly.
Well, you're trying to make an intuition about how they could have entered.
Yeah.
You aren't trying to identify anything new. So, I'll call out... You've disturbed some of the scene around you, but in that you do notice that the window seems to be externally shattered, so all the glass shards are coming into the room. And they've been marked on the ground.
Can I, like, see if there's any way, like, is there anything that could, like, just... Is it... I can't remember. Is this, like, this is all...
This is... Try phrasing that again. What,
like,
do you mean?
I'm assuming this is like a ground floor type building, right? Like,
there's 3 floors to the building. This apartment is on the ground floor, yes.
Okay.
It's probably about 3 or 4 feet off. Sorry, I've called out. These windows are about 5 feet off the ground.
Does it look like some, like, a person went through or an object went through? It's kind of, or is that going to fall under?
That would fall under... that would have been the intuition roll, so I don't think you can quite determine off that roll. I need more rolling to make this work.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll continue on. So you're starting to... You gonna do anything else before I hop back to Fish in the other apartment?
Alright, I'd probably just check on it.
Alright, so you're starting to walk over to... I'll pop back to you, Fish, at this point.
Okay.
So you've peeped into this room, you're knocking.
Yes.
Alright? Fair.
Okay.
Let's see if anyone's home.
Here we go.
I think the implication is you're hoping someone's home, is that correct?
Yeah.
Alright, so... After probably 4 or 5 seconds, you hear kind of groggy... One moment.
Okay.
From the door, just after.
Just for the listeners, I rolled a 15 on that.
The door is open.
Okay.
Howdy there.
Yes.
What can I do you?
Hello. Excuse me. I'm sorry for bothering you. Is it? It's morning. This morning.
Afternoon. It is afternoon. I should clarify that. It's around 2 o'clock at this point.
Oh, okay. Sorry for bothering.
Bit of a late evening the day before.
Sorry for bothering you this afternoon. I am an investigator, and I'm not sure if you are aware. I'd assume you would be, but an incident recently occurred in the room next door to you.
Yeah.
Room 15A. I've been sent here to help gather some research for the team, so I figured I would go around and talk to some of the neighbors or anyone else and see if they had any information and knew any reason about why this might have occurred. Do you know what happened?
Alright, one moment. Let's find out if this guy knows what happened.
Do you want a charisma roll or anything?
No. No, I'm actually rolling for this. You know what this guy knows. Alright.
Prime Investigator? Alright. Last night, I work night shifts. I think probably around 3 or 4 in the morning, I was getting home from the shift, and I saw someone jet past my window. They were kind of amorphous, little under 6 foot. You know, to give me a height? Couldn't tell much more than that, though, sorry.
Okay, did you hear them break the glass? Well, actually, I need to go back for a second. I just realized that my character wouldn't know that. I accidentally metagamed just now. My character wouldn't know that. He never went into the room.
Was that not visible from the outside?
I am going to take that penalty. Ooh, wait, let's do this. I'll allow you to continue the point, but you have to spend 8 points.
Let me check my character real quickly. Okay, I guess I'll take the reverence hit. That was on me. I made a mistake, and I didn't realize till after I said it.
We'll say that Duke radioed it over, I guess. I think that'll...
I like this... Ooh, I like that new ruling.
Yeah, it's just kind of an extra... It's kind of retroactively telling him. Because Duke could have radioed it over, it's just we didn't.
So, broken glass. You heard some crashing, but nothing. That might have been breaking glass, I don't know. I was prepping to go to bed there. I was getting a shower. I was going to bed after that.
Did you know Judy very well at all?
She was a next door neighbor, as well as you know the next door neighbor.
Yeah,
I guess.
So I'm assuming you don't know anyone that might have wanted to do something like this to her. Did she have anyone here that you may have met before that she may have been close to? Like, did she have any friends or anything that you ever saw enter her apartment with her, or anything of that sort?
She had a boyfriend a while back, but that's about it.
You probably don't, but I'm going to ask anyway. Do you know the boyfriend's name, so I can go to question him?
Let's make the roll. Andy? Something like that?
Okay, do you know Andy's age? Was he around the same age as Judy? What?
This is like a year ago. A little less than a year ago, last time I saw the dude. Late 20s, early 30s kind of period.
Okay. Does he live in this apartment? Does he live in this apartment building?
No. Okay. No. Out of the area, I think.
Well, before I go ask the person in 16A their thoughts and inputs, I just want to ask you real quickly, is there anything you may want to add, anything suspicious you may have seen beforehand, any reason why this could have happened to poor Judy?
Not initially. Quiet neighbor, quiet, soft-spoken kind of thing, you know?
Okay. Well, if there's anything else that you can come up with, I want you to call this number. And I give them Duke's phone number.
Fair play. All right. Duke, you're going to have so many freaking people calling you in the future.
Team leader and secretary.
Really? Duke is team leader. Interesting.
Chances are, yeah. Plus, you know, lore MTF-wise, whoever has higher security level, I assume he'd be at least a tad higher than us.
The funny thing is, I actually have leadership skills, I just don't have the stat that goes into them, which is intelligence, I'm pretty sure.
I think it should be charisma.
Yeah, yeah, leadership's charisma.
I think you are still the...
It is charisma.
Competent leader?
What?
Competent leader, Bog? Alright, never mind. Let's keep going here. I'm gonna, as you are moving your investigation over to the next neighbor, I'm gonna pop back to our other group.
Okay.
Husky and Rhino, you have approached the bodies. Anyone need to attempt any search rolls or anything as we're starting the investigation in this small, odorous room?
Yeah.
I'll look around for. I want to see if there's any like damaged like furniture, thrown stuff, like it was like.
All right.
Bam, someone is here. They're struggling, having a fight, or like a...
Search. That's definitely search, since we are lacking to investigate.
Don't worry, I know exactly what
it is. Try and roll. Alright. Yeah. After that, Husky, where are you performing? I try to not double up on action, if possible.
I'm gonna start looking for a contact book. On the person in bedroom drawers.
Interesting. All right, I get you. That is definitely a search roll, also. Very different, but an interesting. I like it. I'm gonna say point of. I'm gonna say point of reference for that.
Yeah. It's investigate.
Search should be. No, it is investigate. I'm just freaking blind. Okay.
I got a 14.4 on mine.
Alright, that's...
5.6.
Alright.
Oh, investigate is, perception here.
It says it's intelligent.
One sec, I think there's something going wacky here, because there should be an actual search skill.
I'm just gonna roll perception.
I think investigate rolled my perception dice.
Investigate.
It did not. No, it did roll my intelligence there. I just got really lucky.
Is there not a search skill?
No, investigate is meant to be search. I think this is just something that isn't updated on the roll 20 sheet. It should be perception.
So roll perception with that. I'll say for either of you, if you have the choice to reroll.
Yeah, 13.6.
It's close enough, I'm happy with my roll.
I'll ask, Rhino, do you want to spend an exertion to add a perception die? Perception d12 and a plus one?
Sure.
Alright, feel free to roll a d12 real quick. That is on the left side of the roll 20. You can go into the drop downs and just grab a singular d20. Sorry, d12. Unless you need me to. That is a 6, actually. So that does not change your total. That turns your total to a 14. Plus your invest. Wait, what's your invest? 14.6 is that correct? So I'll come to that in a second. I want to start with this phone situation. Husky. So I think you actually slip out of this room into the main area to over by where they have a small landline on the camera. If you... Do you know what a Bakelite looks like, one of the older rotary phones?
Yeah.
They've got a red Bakelite on the counter, next to which there's a probably about 3-inch foam, 3-inch spiral binder of little placards. Well, not placards, little note cards. Phone numbers. So, are you fencing through that for a specific kind of person?
Can I immediately tell that it's contacts? Because if so, I'm going to have Duke.
Yes, it is a contact book, but I'm
gonna
I want to
fetch Duke, and so yeah, you're gonna move on to him, but I'm gonna try to find some way of, I don't know, some pencil, some object that won't get fingerprinted. I'm going to avoid putting my hands on the book if possible.
I'd assume you'd have gloves with you.
Cool. As long as I've got that covered, then I'll start flipping through.
So you're starting to fence through research. We're really being to feel that pet. Unless you can make an argument for something else. I think I'll call for...
Can I look for titles? Rather than names, I'm looking for, like, boyfriend, mom, dad, sister, and could I roll perception?
How about we do it like this? I was about to say perception with your research as the back, okay?
Okay.
Alright, so I'm going to hop back to you now, right now. Are you... So you've rolled a 14.6, is that correct?
Yes.
Alrighty. So, I think this is where we'll call... special moment. You have found, as you were starting to hunt around the room for damaged furniture and all that, you took a peek at the nightstand next to the bed and directly adjacent to where the body is. That does seem to have a bit, you notice a blood stain on the, a small splatter of blood stains on the nightstand's corner. But, after that, I want to handle Husky for roll, but I think that's a really interesting point to leave tonight. So, Husky, let's hop to you.
Alright. So that was a 17.2 for the perception and research.
So, I think you started to fan through this book, looking for important names, people, anyone of interest. You spot the name of one. Hold on, got this in my notes. One Andrew Finnegan, initially marked as boyfriend, but that has been since scribbled out and replaced with X. Do not call.
Okay. Oh my goodness.
So, but on that note, I think I'm going to call this session to a close. This has been episode 20 of the SCP Black Files podcast. I've been the administrator, and this has been my party. Please, please. Oh, what am I saying? Let's do this outro right. This has been the SCP Black Files podcast. I'm your host, the administrator, and this has been my party. We are produced under a CC BY SA 4.0 license. If you like the sights and sounds you've heard in this episode, grab the music from Incompetech and the sound effects from Inspector J, found on Freesound. If you want to help support the podcast and help us continue to grow, drop us a follow and continue to listen to the episodes as they come out. We're produced on almost every major podcasting platform available. Next episode should be out next Friday, and we hope to see you there.